Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
7:43, 17 before 8, Tommy Tucker. Working from home, as are a lot of people, as we follow the CDC guidelines, and we all want to get this behind us as quickly as possible and protect as many people as possible. Quick reminder, tonight we relive one of the greatest moments in Saints and New Orleans history, the Rebirth Game. Saints versus Falcons on Monday Night Football, the first game at home after Katrina. You can join Bobby Hebert and Christian Garrick at 4 o'clock for a pregame show with Deuce, Zach, and a whole bunch of Saints players who made that Who Dat dream come true. Then at 7, the iconic play-by-play of the Saints-Falcons battle called by Jim Henderson and our brother, the late Hokie Gaijon. At a time when we need hope and something to cheer about, let's feel the power of one Who Dat Nation. Today, pregame at 4, game time 7 on Saints Radio, WWL. People are texting about syncing up to the broadcast, and I don't think there's any way you'll be able to do that because the game is not going to be in real time and so forth. But you can try it. Council President, I'm demoting you. Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Sheng joins us now to talk about what's going on there. Good morning.
Good morning, Tommy.
Do you remember where you were that night? Were you in the dome or not?
No, I was not in the dome. I remember I was not in the dome, but I'm thinking back, you know, my kids were 4 and 7, so I'm sure I was home with the children. But what an incredible night, you know, what a great night for our soul, you know, for just, the city.
Just a magical night.
My mom was there. You know, my mom's one of the biggest Saints fans ever. She's had season tickets since the very first day.
Really?
So I know she was there. Yes, yes. My mom was like a huge Saints fan.
Was she there for Tom Dempsey's kick?
She was there. She was there for the first game. Yeah.
You sure?
I think I was just born. Well, I don't know where. Was that an out-of-town game? But she was there.
No,
at
it was
the
here. No, it was
I mean,
here with the Lions, yeah. And it was not the first season. I only ask that because Tom Dempsey unfortunately passed away of coronavirus, and he held the record for a long, long time. And I kid because about 1.5 million people were in the stadium on that day, apparently.
Wow. No, she was there.
Everybody
I was,
said.
I think I was just born because I think it was in 67.
Everybody asked, were
and,
you there?
You know, my condolences to that family because yeah. His lovely wife used to teach my children. So
really?
He would come to the school often, yeah, as given a speech, the kids would all get excited. You know, they would have to learn the history. So certainly my
nice
condolences
man.
To his family.
Tell me, first off, I'm getting some questions about Bonneville boat launch being open, closed, something about the Bucktown Marina. What's open and what's closed?
So just yesterday, you know, we've been monitoring all of our parks and recreational facilities because we just don't want a crowd because obviously we're under a stay-at-home order. And Bucktown, of course, you know, with the weather being beautiful and it was the Sunday evening, got really very, very crowded yesterday afternoon. So we just decided to close that at that time. So we're going to have to regroup. I mean, we're, you know, Easter weekend's coming, and as much as it should be a celebration and a time to be out with your family. You know, we just ask people to kind of stay in their neighborhood. It's hard for us to, we don't want to have to manage crowds. I don't want to put our recreational people in that position. I don't want to put our JPSO officers in that position. So we're going to regroup on that today and see if we're going to just, you know, where we are with that. But it did get very crowded yesterday and we had to close it.
Do the police monitor that, or do you go by who calls in?
We actually, you know, Bucktown Marina, Bonneville Boat Launch, Lafreniere Park, as well as in the parish, it's monitored by our recreational department staff normally. But we did have a detail out there. We did request JPSO detail out there. The council members, you know, are very involved in this, and I was concerned. They were concerned. And then when it got kind of crowded yesterday evening, we just decided to shut it down for additional traffic because there was no more parking spots left, so people mm-hmm. would have just been driving around. And, you know, so I think we're really watching it for organized activity. We don't want organized activity, but still I think yesterday evening it was just crowded because it was a beautiful Sunday afternoon. But again, it goes against what we're trying to do, which is really stay at home unless you have to go out for your essentials, right? So we just have to monitor the crowds. And again, as I said, especially for this weekend.
And what's going on in a parish proactively? Is there anything you can really do other than social distancing, shutting down hotspots like that?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're doing. But we're doing some, you know, other important things. Our council has been very involved, very concerned about making sure people have meals that need meals. I mean, obviously, I've always said this is a two-front fight on the medical side, trying to flatten the curve to reduce the volumes to our medical community. And on the other side, it's a financial front with the people who, you know, live paycheck by paycheck and are struggling now. So our council has been very, very involved in trying to meet the need of the people who need meals with, and we're in partnership with Second Harvest. Second Harvest Food Bank has just been so critical during these times, and they've been wonderful. And actually today, they're going to get to, we had an incredible Meals on Wheels program that was always underfunded. And they had a waiting list, and our council, you know, with their initiative is looking to deliver foods to that waiting list today. And so we have a lot of volunteers who are willing to deliver those meals. So a lot of things going on in this kind of new world that we're living in, you know, that we're settling into this new normal. I think overall Jefferson Parish has just been very compliant with everything. I mean, you know, other than just trying to manage little things here and there, I think people overall understand the, you know, the importance of having to social distance and stay at home. And it's been, the JPSO has not had to deal with a lot of issues. Thank goodness for that, because that's not how we want to spend our time and our resources doing, you know, breaking up big crowds or anything like that. So I really am very proud of our parish for that. And the region, actually. You know,
by the time you get out there and break it up, it's too late in terms of people being close to each other. We're going to take a break. We come back, we'll talk about testing, cases in the parish, government employees, et cetera. Cynthia Lee Sheng is our guest, president of Jefferson Parish. You got any questions, you can text them in to 87870, and I'll pass them along. Right now, it's time for traffic on WWL. 7:54, 6 before 8, Tommy Tucker, Cynthia Lee Sheng, president of Jefferson Parish, nice enough to give us some of her time here on WWL as we talk about the coronavirus. So if I got this right, 3,088 cases, 113 deaths. Where do you all stand in Jefferson Parish on testing in terms of hospitals and capacities and field hospitals or what have you?
Well, today is the day that, you know, the convention center will be open for the tier two and the what we call the step down patients. So that's just huge that we were able to get that resource from FEMA. That's incredible for us in the whole region. And, you know, region one is Orleans Parish, Jefferson Parish, Plaquemines, and St. Bernard Parish. So that will be a regional asset for us. And we continue to do testing. I mean, I think when you look at the numbers, we are very high per capita testing. Thank goodness that the commercial tests came on board. And, you know, there's probably nearly 60,000 tests that have been done across the state. So that's why we're able to get, you know, and that's again why the positive numbers increased so much, especially one day last week that they just bounced up a lot. And the governor had indicated that was due to like a backlog of the testing results coming in. So that's so critical, you know, the testing component in people. But again, you know, even when there was not as much testing, we were asking people to just behave as if everyone's positive. I mean, that's mm-hmm. how we really just all have to behave, is that, you know, especially with this, you know, new knowledge that there's a lot of asymptomatic carriers. We just have to live that we're all positive. And I certainly have done that with our family, you know, in our family. And then when we go out and with the people I work with, I think everybody has to get in that mode. I do still see, you know, I'm surprised. I do see family units being very close still, and I get that. But especially if, you know, one member is going out to work still in an essential job. I mean, I think you have to be very, very careful. People think, well, this is my son, this is my daughter, I'm going to be very close to them. But I still see that. That's a little bit, you know, that's a little bit of a worry for me.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Tommy.
No, I was going to say, in terms of social distancing and people in a parish, I'm getting some texts here about grocery stores there, business there, people accumulating. You can't shut down every business, I don't think, can you?
No, I mean, we need, you know, initially people were afraid that, you know, well, I can't go to the grocery store. And I'm like, it can't be that way. Government can't bring you your groceries. So, you know, of course, people are going to have to be able to get out and get their food and their staples and their drugs. I'm hoping that, you know, the stores are monitoring that. I had to go to Target. I know they were kind of counting the people going in. It was not crowded. I was surprised that it was not crowded. I was glad that it wasn't crowded. You know, I hear things and I try to drive around, and I really haven't seen, you know, maybe it's not when I'm driving around, but I haven't seen too much of a problem. I know Dornax had to close this week. I think I heard Trader Joe's is back open. Mm-hmm. So I think they're being very vigilant about, you know, cleaning and monitoring the crowds. It's just that, like I keep saying, it's just the new way that we have to be now that we, well, again, we're nowhere out of this. And what people need to realize is that when you look at our per capita rates in the greater New Orleans area, we have a higher death rate than New York City. Mm-hmm. So for whatever reason, we die quicker with this, not quicker. I mean, it tends to, but we're dying at an increasing rate over this disease in other parts of the country. Now, the governor made an indication that, well, there's even more people with this virus than we know of. So, of course, mathematically, you know, that rate would go down. But when we were leading up to this, and I kind of crunched the numbers every day, I mean, Louisiana is still just after New York and New Jersey for the number of cases, third in the country for the number of cases, third in the country in Louisiana for death rate. But when you look at Jefferson and Orleans, we're beyond that with the death rate. You know, we're higher than that with the death rate. So very, very critical. And I just need people to really understand, like, we're top of the country with this stuff. So everything we do is going to make a difference.
Do you live on the West Bank or the East Bank?
I live on the East Bank.
I live on the West Bank. And like you, I kind of drove around a little bit just looking. I saw Academy and Gretna had people lined up and limiting the people that went in. But then I got to thinking of sporting goods, really? Is that something that you really need to have? And you can't close businesses. Legally, I don't think you can do that. You would hope that people would exhibit common sense. I mean, there's only so much you can do as a parish and as a parish leader, I'm guessing.
Right. And, you know, if you look at Dr. Fauci, when he explains this, he'll say, even him, for someone who you would think would be like, shut everything down, you know, close it down, lock it down, he'll say everything's a balance. And, you know, to lock down to where you can't leave, to where you have to get permission to just go out, he's like, then you bring on other health issues. So it's, you know, he was looking at it just about health, right? And he's like, if you don't let people get their medicine, if you don't let people get their nutrition, you're ruining that balance. So you're trying to get the gains that you can when you're fighting, you know, coronavirus, but not cause other issues. So really, if we're social distancing the way we should be, we're only going out for essentials. We're making huge, huge gains. I think if they believe that, you know, we could get a lot more benefit with everybody literally just staying in their house all the time.
Thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.